From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The center of the Egyptian capital is in mayhem. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in the thick of it. Throngs of protesters who want President Hosni Mubarak to resign immediately countered government supporters in Tahrir Square, each side hurling bottles and stones at each other. Eric Westervelt has more details.
There's rocks being thrown, Molotov cocktails are thrown every few minutes. Groups are really just about 20 yards apart and throwing anything they can get at each other, metal, rocks. It's gotten pretty violent, and the military is, by and large, standing back and letting the battle rage.
NPR's Eric Westervelt. With no end in sight to the uprising in Egypt, the U.S. Embassy says a mandatory evacuation of all non-essential personnel and their families is underway. Officials say they expect more than 1,000 Americans will leave Egypt on special charter flights during the next 2 days. Thousands of foreigners have been struggling to get out for days, with the unrest apparently breeding new troubles for evacuees. In the U.S., strong winds are still blowing new snow across the Midwest. Officials in Illinois say whiteout conditions and black ice still make travel treacherous. Heather Claiborne of WKCC and Kankakee reports.
Area police work through the night responding to more than 100 calls from stranded motorists. Many people tried to drive despite being warned, only to find the roads blocked with stranded or abandoned cars stuck in snowdrifts as high as 4 feet. A spokesperson for the Illinois State Police says they've taken more than 30 people to warming centers after rescuing them from their vehicles. Northern Illinois faces more dangerous weather. The National Weather Service has issued an advisory that tonight wind chills could reach 20 to 30 below zero. For NPR News, I'm Heather Claiborne in Kankakee, Illinois.
The Environmental Protection Agency plans to set its first standard for the amount of a toxic rocket fuel ingredient allowed in drinking water. NPR's Paul Brown reports a decision announced by EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson on Capitol Hill today reverses a Bush administration ruling.
The rocket fuel ingredient is called perchlorate. It's linked to some thyroid problems in pregnant women and children. In 2008, the Bush administration declined to set a perchlorate limit, although EPA scientists said more than 16 million Americans could be exposed to unsafe levels. The Obama administration EPA will propose a limit within 2 years. Most water supplies known to contain perchlorate are in California. The Defense Department questions the EPA's assessment of the risk. Under a new standard, the military could find itself liable for contaminating drinking water through its rocket and missile testing. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Leaked U.S. cables reveal that Western countries are increasingly concerned that Al-Qaeda is actively trying to obtain nuclear materials. Larry Miller reports from London. The cables were passed from WikiLeaks to the Daily Telegraph newspaper.
The Deputy Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency warned U.S. officials the world stands on the brink of a nuclear 9/11. The classified U.S. cables say Al-Qaeda is trying to acquire nuclear materials and looking to recruit rogue scientists to build a radioactive dirty bomb. Cables relating to a 2009 NATO meeting say Al-Qaeda is planning to develop radioactive roadside bombs in Afghanistan. The cables also identify foiled nuclear smuggling operations, including freight trains carrying weapons-grade material across the Russian-Kazakhstan border and highly enriched uranium transported across Uganda by bus. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A powerful cyclone is tearing through northeastern Australia, a site of destructive floods in recent months. Forecasters say the storm's large and destructive core has begun crossing the coast in northern Queensland state with winds that could reach 186 miles per hour. Australian authorities are bracing for deaths and significant damage. Punxsutawney Phil's predicting an early end to a punishing winter in the U.S. Before a crowd of thousands at the 125th annual event in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, handlers hoisted the groundhog up and revealed that the rodent known as Phil did not see his shadow. That apparently happened only 15 other times since 1887. The Dow's up slightly at 12,041. This is NPR.